Today, a mecca for musicians in Manhattan closed its doors for good. It was a classical sheet music shop called Frank's, and it was the last of its kind in New York City. NPR's Anastasia Tsoulkas visited the store to say goodbye.
There's a kind of little village of artisans on West 54th Street. In a couple of plain-looking office towers, there are a bunch of rehearsal studios, violin makers' workshops, and other music businesses. Behind one of those office doors, on the 10th floor, sits Frank Music Company. Frank's, as everybody calls it. The store opened in 1937. Heidi Rogers has owned it since 1978, and she still writes all of her receipts in pencil.
I don't have a computerized inventory, believe it or not. So I have hundreds of thousands of things. I have a lot of music. Let's put it this way. I could pretty much say yes to any request from a musician for many, many years. I never was out of things.
Roger stands behind the counter, nearly her entire stock behind her, stored in thousands of large brown folders stacked on industrial shelving. As she holds forth, about a dozen customers pack the tiny space, listening reverently.
That's kind of sad.
Among them is Canadian violinist Laura St. John. She performs as a soloist with orchestras around the world, yet this is where she comes for sheet music.
More than 20 years, probably something like 25 years, since I was a kid. Basically, it was my only stop for sheet music for a quarter of a century. I mean, I always came here.
Today, she's stocking up for the last time at Frank's.
Well, let's see. I think I have a pile over there of 10 violin concertos. I also got a couple standards, like some of the Mozarts. Also some more modern stuff, Arvo Pärt, Szymanowski, because, I mean, unless you come here to Frank's, it's really difficult to get that stuff.
Frank's was also a place to talk about music.
I would always run into people that I knew.
That's ZZ Mueller. She's the president of Boosey & Hawkes, one of the biggest classical music publishers. It administers the music of Rachmaninoff, Stravinsky, and Bartok, as well as such living composers as John Adams and Steve Reich. Mueller acknowledges that as online sites have popped up, allowing people to download sheet music to their iPads, traditional dots on paper are quickly becoming obsolete.
The online world offers so many advantages to the musicians and non-musicians alike that it's become a kind of irresistible force.
Mueller won't say how that online world has affected her sales, but Frank's Heidi Rogers will.
The beginning of the end was photocopying, and then after that it was the internet because it's hard to compete with Amazon. And in the last 3 years, there's been a tremendous amount of free downloading of public domain music, and even non-public domain. I mean, there's all kinds of copyright violation going on. And you just can't survive then. Because if you can't sell Mozart and Schubert and Beethoven, you can't pay for Hindemith and Ludoslavsky and Stravinsky and all the other skis.
All of them and the rest of her unsold stock will go to the Colburn School of Music in Los Angeles, thanks to an anonymous donor who is buying all those stacks of brown folders. As the store fills up with last-minute well-wishers, violinist Laura St. John pauses at the counter to take a selfie with Heidi Rogers. One final farewell to an era.
Have a good life.
Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.